St. Louis County will soon place greater scrutiny on rental property in unincorporated parts of the county. Officials say it's an efficient and cost-effective way of combating problem properties. But even after the bill's language changed several times, an unusual coalition is raising alarm about the legislation's potential impact. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more.
Glasgow Village is a leafy collection of houses that's just a stone's throw away from the Mississippi River. It consists of stout and sturdy bungalows and an almost serene quiet. But this North St. Louis County community is ground zero for what's become an acrimonious political fight. Many of these dwellings are rental properties, the exact type of places that will soon face tighter regulation from St. Louis County. Jerry Hopping owns some of these houses, many of which cost no more than a new car. As he stands on the side of a sidewalkless street, Hopping isn't ready to back down against St. Louis County.
Unless you have actually been a landlord or rented a property or gone through an eviction process from the landlord's standpoint, to put together a bill that controls that seems arrogant.
At issue is a measure requiring owners of rental property in unincorporated St. Louis County to secure licenses. It would only apply to smaller rental units, not apartment complexes or anything that holds a large amount of people. License holders would have to comply with certain guidelines, such as the county's maintenance codes. The proposal's sponsor, St. Louis County Councilman Mike O'Mara, says it will make problem properties easier to track.
Enough is enough. Our neighborhoods deserve better. We're tired of addressing these issues.
After weeks of starts, stops, and revisions, the county council gave final approval to O'Mara's legislation last Tuesday. But the council's final blessing came after an immense and widespread backlash. Republican politician Paul Berry looked at the problems with the bill from an economic perspective.
We have issues with not being able to pay your bills, having high rental rates. These are things that are established by jobs, and you're not going to create some quick fix, one-shot bill.
Most people involved in this debate agree that there are miscreant landlords who don't keep up their properties. But some of the bill's critics have pointed out procedural and philosophical problems with O'Mara's bill. Some landlords, like Jim Heffernan, took issue with a requirement to evict individual tenants who commit certain felonies. Heffernan says that's not really possible.
Well, you can't evict an individual. First off, the laws don't let me evict them, but if I could, what keeps him from coming back? I mean, I'm not throwing his stuff out. I'm going to go in and stand there on a curb and say, hey, by the way, let me get Johnny's stuff. Just grab Johnny's, put Johnny's stuff out here. And let me make sure Johnny doesn't have a key now.
Other critics like landlord Joseph Ord are worried O'Mara's legislation will primarily affect poor African Americans, especially since many tenants of North St. Louis County rental properties are black.
Is this bill going to get evenly enforced? Because if it doesn't, then this is really going to seem like you're being racist. It's going to be a Ferguson issue if this does not get evenly enforced. West County, North County, South County.
Still, officials in St. Louis County are pushing forward. St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger says the council made major changes to the legislation based on the concerns of its critics. He also says there's value in keeping a closer eye on rental properties.
Our Public Works Department is forced into a position of using taxpayer dollars to take care of derelict properties, and I think that landlords need to be held accountable, not taxpayers.
With O'Mara's bill signed into law, opponents like Hopping and Heffernan are ready to take their fight to court. Stanger says the county is ready for any legal challenge. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.